我们今天继续查考尼西米记。
You know, mosquitoes are a nuisance in our lives.
我们知道蚊子在我们的生命当中是一个非常麻烦的东西。
Yeah, especially during summertime, right, when you are camping.
尤其是在夏天当大家出去野营的时候。
They take away the fun from our camping, our picnics.
蚊子把我们野营的时候的这个欢乐带走。
And I liken the enemies of Nehemiah like mosquitoes.
我觉得尼西米的敌人就像蚊子一样。
They constantly buzz around them, trying to stop him from fulfilling God's call.
尼西米的敌人在他的周围时常发出这些噪音，想要试图阻止尼西米来完成神的呼召。
Remember, God called Nehemiah to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the wall.
神呼召尼西米去回到耶路撒冷来重建城墙。
And also said many times that these enemies were his colleagues.
神也告诉他，他的敌人是他的同僚。
They served the same king.
他们侍奉同样一位王。
And in this chapter particularly, they pretended to be concerned and care for Nehemiah.
在我们今天查考的经文当中，他的同僚们尝试来伪装他们对尼西米有这个担忧。
But actually they were plotting to harm him.
但是他们却想要害尼西米。
And the reason they want to harm him because they have their personal interests at hand.
他们想要谋害尼西米的原因是因为他们有自己的这个私利。
Instead of the interests of the king they served.
与其服侍他们的王，他们却有自己的私欲想要完成。
一凡帮我们help us to read verses 1 to 9。
我们先来读尼西米记第六章第一到第九节。参巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人基善和我们其余的仇敌听见我已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处，那时我还没有安门扇。参巴拉和基善就打发人来见我说，请你来，我们在厄奴平原的一个村庄相会。他们却想害我。于是我差遣人去见他们，说，我现在办理大功，不能下去，焉能停工下去见你们呢？他们这样四次打发人来见我，我都如此回答他们。参巴拉第五次打发仆人来见我，手里拿着未封的信，信上写着说，外邦人中有风声。加施木就是基善，见二章十九节，也说，你和犹大人谋反，修造城墙，你要做他们的王。你又派先知在耶路撒冷指着你宣讲，说在犹大有王。现在这话必传与王之，所以请你来与我们彼此商议。我就差遣人去见他，说，你所说的这事一概没有，是你心里捏造的。他们都要使我们惧怕，意思说他们的手必软弱，以致工作不能成就。神啊，求你坚固我的手。
We read here Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab. They had been trying to get rid of Nehemiah and his work, and now they come to this point, they change strategy.
我们在今天的经文当中看到，参巴拉、多比亚和亚拉伯人基善，他们已经尝试多次想要谋害尼西米却不成，所以他们现在要转换他们的策略。
And so they came up with a plot.
所以他们想到了一条新的计谋。
Pretending to care for him.
他的这些同僚们装作为尼西米所担忧。
They claim there's a rumor that he is leading a rebellion.
他们说有一个谣言说尼西米想要谋反。
A rebellion against the king and to have his own kingdom in Jerusalem.
有这样一条传言说尼西米想要谋反，要杀害他们的王。
But Nehemiah was aware of their plot.
但是尼西米却知道他们的这条阴谋。
So he sent messengers four times to refuse the invitation of these people.
所以尼西米差派他的仆人四次来拒绝他们的这个邀请。
And they wanted to harm him, as I said, mentioned earlier, and as you know, is because of their personal interests.
这些人想要谋害尼西米是因为他们有自己的私欲。
Sanballat, the governor of Samaria, was in fear of losing control of his power in that area.
参巴拉乃是撒玛利亚的长官，他担心因为以色列被重建而失去对撒玛利亚的控制。
Especially when Israel is rebuilt and becomes stronger.
尤其是当城墙被重建，以色列变得更加强盛的时候。
Tobiah, the governor of Ammon, was afraid because he is losing income.
多比亚乃是亚门的长官，他也很担忧，因为他怕失去他的收入。
Because he was exacting tax from the Jews.
因为这个多比亚这个人呢，他是向犹太人征税的。
In fact, his income has dropped since Nehemiah became governor of Judah.
其实自从尼希米在犹大掌权之后，他的税收就不断的减少。
And then Gershom, the governor of southern Palestine, feared that his business will be disrupted and he will also lose his income.
基善是南巴勒斯坦的长官，他也担心他的这个生意会因为以色列的强大而得到中断。
He was involved in the spice trade.
他是做香料买卖的。
And so if Israel becomes stronger, Israel becomes better, they will have less sale and they will not be buying from him.
所以基善担心如果以色列变得强大了，那他的这个香料买卖可能就会受到阻挠。
And we have not been told how Nehemiah know of the plot.
我们在经文当中并不知道尼希米是怎么得知这个阴谋的。
But even if Nehemiah didn't know about the plot, he wouldn't trust these people.
但是即使尼希米不知道这些人的阴谋，他也不会相信他们。
Because leopards don't change their spot overnight.
因为尼希米知道江山易改，秉性难移。
Oh, good translation. From an English to a Chinese one. Because from the start, he was opposing him.
因为自从一开始他的这些同僚们就是反对他的。
And now suddenly they say they care for him.
突然这些人变得为他而担忧。
Only fools will believe.
只有愚昧的人会相信他们是真诚的。
And the meeting place they asked him to meet was also a suspect.
这些人定的聚会的地点也是非常令人怀疑的。
Because this place is remote and it's a very unsafe place.
因为这个地点不光遥远，而且非常的不安全。
You know, just like, you know, the inner city, so to speak, of our days today.
就像现在我们有时候这个城市中心也很不安全。
And then the distance, it takes 2 days there and 2 days back to reach this place called the Plain of Ono.
要去到这个阿诺平原需要2天的路程。
Which is about 25 miles northwest of Jerusalem.
这个平原大概在耶路撒冷西北方25英里左右。
And remember, they don't drive, they walk or they travel on horses or donkeys.
那个时候并没有汽车，所以他们要不就是走路，要不就是骑马或者骑驴。
And 4 times they try to get Nehemiah to go there.
这些人邀请尼希米去这个地方4次。
And 4 times Nehemiah sent messages back to them and say, I'm carrying out a great project.And I don't have time to meet you.
尼希米也4次差派他的仆人告诉这些人说，我正在办理大功，没有时间与他们会面。
Because Nehemiah was more interested in listening to God and fulfilling his call than to listen to men more than what God says.
因为尼希米更想要得神的喜悦，而不是得到人的奖赏。
And this is important.
这是很重要的。
Because if you are more concerned about what man says, you will end up pleasing man.
因为如果你更注重得人的喜悦的话，你的行为也会这样表现出来。
Rather than God, if God calls you to do something.
而不是注重神，如果神呼召你做一些事的话。
So Nehemiah wasn't going to stop the work for 4 days just to meet these people.
所以尼希米并不愿意停止他的这个工程而向与这些人会面。
You know, there's a story about a man riding on a donkey.
有一个故事说到一个人骑驴。
And he and his son was traveling from village to village to their destination.
他和他的儿子骑着驴从一个镇子到另一个镇子。
And so, when they startedThe father was on the donkey, but the son was walking.
旅程开始的时候，父亲骑在驴上，而儿子步行。
And so when they came to the first village, a bystander saw and said, Look, the man is making that poor boy walk while he rides comfortably on the donkey.
所以一个路人看到说，看哪，这个老年人让他的可怜的儿子在地上走，自己却骑在驴上。
So the man, when he heard that, he traded place with his son.
所以当父亲听到这个过路人的话的时候，他和他的儿子换了一个位置。
Then he went to another village, and a woman saw, and the woman said this.
他们到了下一个村庄，被一个女人看到，女人这么说。
Look how that boy on the donkey is making that old man walk.
看哪，这个儿子骑在驴上，却让他可怜的父亲在地上走路。
And so they decided both to ride on the donkey together.
所以他们决定两个人一起骑驴。
And then they came to the third village.
于是他们到达了第三个村庄。
And a third person saw and said this.
第三个人看到了这么说。
Look how they are making that poor donkey suffer.
看哪，这两个人都骑在驴上，让驴多么的痛苦啊。
And when they reached their final destination, the last village.
于是他们到达了他们最后的目的地。
Both of them was carrying the donkey on their backs.
他们两个人一起扛着背着他们的驴子。
You see, when you listen to people and what people say, all you do is trying to please them.
当你只听人的话的时候，你只想要讨人的喜悦。
And you do illogical things.
你会做一些非常不理智的事情。
And so after several failures to persuade Nehemiah, Sanballat sent another messenger a fifth time.
所以当失败四次之后，参巴拉第五次的差派他的仆人去找到尼希米。
And this time,With a letter that is not sealed.
这一次手持一封没有被封的信。
And why not seal?
为什么不封它呢？
I suspect because he don't want to put his seal there so that when he, if anything happened, he would not be implicated.
我怀疑是因为参巴拉不想要把他的这个印记印在信上，如果有一些事情东窗事发，他就不会因此而受到责怪。
And there were three accusations in the letter.
在这封信当中有三个控告。
The first was that Nehemiah was rebelling against the king.
第一个指控是尼希米要谋反。
Second, he was plotting to become a king.
第二个控告是尼希米想要自己称王。
And the rebuilding of the wall was part of this plan.
尼希米重建城墙这个工程，也就是他想要称王的这个一部分。
And the third, he was using religion, the prophets, to achieve his goal.And appointed these prophets to proclaim about him.
第三个指控是尼希米想要用先知来预告他才是真正的王。
And so to sound convincing that these rumors are true, he says, Gershom heard about it, Gershom know about it, and he can confirm this matter.
所以参巴拉为了要向尼希米证明这个信的内容，他里面的控告是真的，他说基善可以证实信的内容。
Remember what Nehemiah said just now when we read, it's all in your head.
尼希米说这只是在他的自己的这个心里。
Or in other words, you're making all this up.
或者说是他们是纯粹是在编故事。
And so he did not believe him.
所以尼希米没有相信参巴拉和他的信。
You know, he tries to pretend to be a friend, but actually,He is a fool.
参巴拉装作成为尼希米的朋友，但是其实是他的敌人。
And there are many this kind of people that we know in our lives as well.
在我们的生命当中也有一些这样的人存在。
There is this famous Polish pianist.
有一个很有名的波兰钢琴家。
And at that time, he wasn't that famous yet.
在那个时候他还没有这么出名。
And so one day he was invited to play his first recital in London.
有一天他受邀去英国伦敦来演奏他的第一个这个钢琴的音乐会。
And he asked an influential friend to write him a letter of introduction.
所以他邀请他的一个很有影响力的朋友为他写一封推荐信。
To a leading figure in Britain's musical world.
这个人他的这个朋友是一个在大英帝国的音乐圈子里很有影响力的人物。
But this letter given to him was sealed.
这个给他的这封推荐信呢是被封住的。
But his plan was not to use this letter.
但是这个音乐家并不想要用这封推荐信。
Until he really needs it.
除非他必须要用它。
And he didn't have to.
然后事实证明他也没有需要用到这封推荐信。
Because his debut in London was a great success.
因为他的首演是非常成功的。
And so, years later, when he was going through his documents,
所以很多年之后他在整理他的文件的时候呢
he came across this letter.
他又看到了这封推荐信。
And he decided to open it up to see what is written inside.
他决定要打开看看里面是怎么写的。
And this is what it says.
信是这么说的。
This will introduce Jan Paderewski, who plays the piano.
这封推荐信是要介绍杨帕德雷夫斯基是一个演奏钢琴的音乐家。
For which he demonstrates no conspicuous talent.
然而他在演奏钢琴方面却没有非常明显的才能。
You see, he considered this man his friend.
这个音乐家觉得写推荐信的这个人是他的朋友。
But obviously he wasn't.
然而很明显事实却不是这样的。
And we have many of this kind of people in our lives.
在我们的生命中有很多像这样的人。
And sometimes even Christian ones.
有时候甚至是我们身边的基督徒朋友。
Who actually want to harm you than help you.
这些人其实想要伤害你。
And those are more dangerous than the people Nehemiah faced.
这些朋友也是比尼希米的这些敌人更加恐怖的。
Because Nehemiah's enemies are in the open. These people are under the radar.
因为尼希米的敌人在明处，而这些朋友在暗处。
Nehemiah's enemies use rumors and lies to intimidate Nehemiah.
尼希米的敌人用谣言和谎言来使尼希米感到惧怕。
But Nehemiah wasn't intimidated.
但是尼希米却没有被吓到。
He ignored them.
他选择无视 这些敌人。
Instead, we see what did he do. Instead, we see what he do.
我们看到尼希米是怎样做的。
He prayed.
他祷告。
He asked God.For strength and courage to continue to fulfill what God had called him to do.
尼希米求神给他力量，给他勇气，来继续完成神所召他做的工。
So what do we learn from this story?
所以我们从今天的故事当中学到什么呢？
Satan will use anybody, even religious one.
撒旦可以使用利用任何的人，即使甚至是有信仰的人。
Because later you will see that they used a prophet too.
因为我们后来会看到一个先知也被利用了。
And so Satan will use anybody to stop people from fulfilling the call of God.
撒旦会尝试利用任何人来阻止神的子民来完成他的工。
Therefore we must be wise not be the one used by him.
所以我们必须要擦亮我们的眼睛，不被撒旦而利用。
And often we are used by him because we have our own selfish desires and ego that we want to achieve.
我们经常受到撒旦的利用，是因为我们有自己的私欲想要完成。
We want to get what we want.
我们想要得到我们所想要的。
And therefore we give Satan something to grab at and make use of us.
所以我们给撒旦这个机会来利用我们。
And secondly, we want to look at the prophetic advice they were giving through that prophet, or is it that you want to listen to God's word?
我们看到这些先知的建议和神的话语。
Verses 10 to 14, can you read for us?
在这里为大家攻读第十节到第十四节。我到了米西大别的孙子。地莱雅的儿子是玛雅家里，那时他闭门不出，他说我们不如在神的殿里会面，殿门关锁，因为他们要来杀你，就是夜里来杀你。我说像我这样的人岂要逃跑呢？像我这样的人岂能进入殿里保全生命呢？我不进去。我看明神没有差遣他，是他自己说这话攻击我，是多比亚和参巴拉会买了他，会买他的缘故是要叫我惧怕，依从他犯罪，他们好传扬恶言毁谤我。我的神啊，多比亚、参巴拉、女先知挪亚底和其余的先知要叫我惧怕，求你纪念他们所行的这些事。
谢谢。You know, Nehemiah visited this so-called shut-in prophet.
尼希米去拜访这一个先知。
Shemaiah, who is a prophet, believed to be paid by his enemies to trap him.
这个先知的名字叫示玛雅，他被尼希米的敌人所选出来，来害他。
So he prophesied that there's a group of people who have bound themselves with a prophecy and is going to kill him.
所以示玛雅告诉他，有些人想要谋害尼希米。
And I say earlier, they accuse, in the latter one of the accusation is that Nehemiah uses the prophet to advance his goal, but now they are actually doing what they accused Nehemiah of.
之前在那封没有封的信里控告尼希米想要谋反，所以他们现在就在实际上这样做。
And so the question has to be asked is, how can this non-Jew people use a Jewish prophet?
所以这在这里有一个问题，尼希米的这些朋友并不是犹太人，他们是怎样利用一个犹太的先知来谋害尼希米的呢？
And it's very complex in the sense because of the relationship between all these people.
他们互相之间的关系非常的复杂。
You see, the relationship of Shemaiah with his enemies is complex, and it also explains how they could use a Jew to do their dirty work.
这个先知示玛雅和尼希米的敌人，他们的关系非常的复杂。我们可以看到他是这个先知是怎样被他们所利用的。
Because Tobiah, he had influence over the high priest Eliashib.
多比亚这个人呢，他对大祭司以利亚沙有一些影响。
And he was the one who recruited Shemaiah.
是以利亚沙来找到了这个先知示玛雅。
Because Eliashib's grandson was married to Sanballat's daughter.
因为以利亚沙的孙子是参巴拉的女儿的丈夫。
And so they actually are breaking the law of God by the intermarriages with the Gentiles.
所以他们通过犹太人和非犹太人之间的这个联姻来达成目的。
And so it's believed that they bribed Shemaiah with money and position to help them to get Nehemiah to go and hide in the temple, and as he says, people were coming to kill you.
是有人相信是多比亚用钱贿赂了先知示玛雅，来让尼希米相信，让他躲在殿中，因为有人要害他。
But Nehemiah did not want to go there.
但是尼希米却不想要这么做。
Because if he goes as he suggests, he will be admitting to a crime he did not commit.
因为如果尼希米真的这样做，躲在殿中的话，那他就等于是默认了他有罪。
And he could be also breaking the temple law by going to places that he is not allowed to go.
他如果真的躲在了圣殿当中，他也会违反了这个圣殿的法律。
And again, we are not told how he knew the collusion between.These people.
我们并不知道尼希米是怎样知道他的敌人当中是有这些阴谋的。
But he was gracious enough not to expose them.
但是他也是非常的有怜悯，没有就是直接揭露他们的罪行。
And again he prayed.
尼希米再一次祷告。
And he prayed and asked God to help him.
尼希米求神来帮助他。
How?
怎么样帮助他呢？
Judge them.
尼希米求神来审判他的敌人。
Judge them for their fear-mongering, intimidation, spreading the evil rumors, and plotting to trap him.
尼希米求神审判他的敌人，因为他们有诸多的恶行，包括恐吓、散布谣言、阴谋，将尼希米困住。
And notice, not only were men involved, but there was a woman in particular involved too.
在这里还有一个女子在这个阴谋当中。
The prophet Noadiah.
女先知。挪亚底。
And how she, together with the rest of the prophets, have been doing this thing.
这些人都一直是在帮助尼希米的敌人来谋害他。
And that's why I say, Satan will use anyone, even religious people.
所以我才说，撒旦会使用任何的人，包括有信仰的人。
To fight his battle.
来为撒旦而做工，而打仗。
And unfortunately, many people have fallen into that trap.
可惜的是，很多人都跌倒进撒旦的阴谋当中。
Because they don't listen to the word of God.
因为他们并不想要听神的话语。
They only listen to their own heart's desire.
他们只听到自己的心声。
And so they quickly are easily are fooled by God, by Satan.
所以他们非常容易的被撒旦所迷惑。
So do not be fooled by him, especially if we are insecure people.
弟兄姐妹们，不要轻易的被撒旦所迷惑，尤其是当我们心中没有安全感的时候。
Who wants only to please people more than God?
有时候我们想要使人喜悦多于想要使神喜悦。
And oftentimes, even leaders and pastors become his instrument because of their own insecurity.
教会的领袖和牧师也经常成为魔鬼的这个工具，因为他们自己内心的没有安全感。
You know, there's a famous preacher, he said this.
有一个很有名的牧师这样说过。
He said the church has lost the high and exalted view of God.
这个牧师说到，教会已经失去了对神崇高地位的尊敬。
We have grown so cozy with God and forget who He really is.
我们因为神在身边而感到安逸，而忘记了神真正的性格。
We have embraced the comfort of His nearness.
我们因为神在身边而感到非常的舒适。
And ignore His holiness.
却无视了神的神性。
We emphasize the security of his love at the expense of his transcendent as the man upstairs.
我们过于强调神的爱而忽视了他超越万有的地位。
And he says, God is not a mild old codger with a white beard.
他说到神并不是一个老公公带着一个白胡子。
But God dwells in an unapproachable light.
但是神却住在一个你没有办法触及的光当中。
The Bible teaches that no man can see God and live.
圣经告诉我们，没有一个人可以看到神而活下来。
He's high and lifted up.
神处在高位。
He is ineffable glory.
神是有无限的荣耀。
And we need a right view of God like Isaiah.
我们必须要像先知以赛亚一样对神有正确的认识。
You see, when God gave Isaiah a glimpse of his glory, Isaiah's whole life turned around.
当神让以赛亚看见瞄见神的荣耀的时候，以赛亚的生命得到了改变。
He fell flat on his face.
他五体投地。
And from that day on, Isaiah became God's own prophet.Proclaiming the coming of the Messiah.
从那一天起，以赛亚成为了神的先知，来宣扬神的到来。
Then Tim Keller says this.
有一个这个神学家Tim Keller 他这么说过。
He says idolatry functions widely inside religious communities when doctrinal truth is elevated to the position of a false god. Okay.Their trust in the rightness of their views makes them feel superior. Making an idol out of doctrinal accuracy, ministry success, or moral rectitude leads to a constant internal conflict, arrogance, and self-righteousness, and oppression of those whose views differ.
Tim Keller 他这样说过，当一个信徒把他信仰中的教义提升到了与神同等的高度的时候，当一个信徒认为只有他所信的教义才是正确无误的，并因此感到胜人一筹的时候，这便成为了拜假神的一种表现。
This is what I call we worshipping the Word of God doctrines rather than worshipping the God that we worship himself.
我们信徒当中有时候崇拜的是神的教义，而不是神本身。
Failing to see that our interpretation of scriptures, our doctrines are all man-made or man trying to understand the word of God.
我们没有看到我们对圣经的教义的理解，只是想尝试去了解神的个性。
And think that we are always right and others are wrong.
我们有时候觉得我们永远是正确的，别人有不同的意见就是错误的。
You see, But those people who really study the Word of God, they'll tell you, the more I know, the more I think I don't know.
一个真正认真研读神的话语的人会这样说，我读的越多，我懂得越少。
And that, in other words, keep us humble.
换句话说，这也使我们保持谦卑。
And it keeps us not being dogmatic about what we believe.
也让我们变得不遵从律法主义。
But most of all, I think the most important thing is our relationship with God.
但是我觉得最重要的是我们与神的关系。
We have to constantly be in tune with God.
我们必须要时时刻刻与神在同一个频道上。
Or in what I call, we have to be a friend of God always.
或者说我们必须时常做神的朋友。
Over all those good friends we may have.
我们应该在选择朋友的时候把神放在第一位。
Our name ought to be changed to Theophilus. Okay, you know who's Theophilus?
我们的名字需要变成提亚菲罗，你知道他是谁吗？
He's the guy who Luke wrote to in the Gospel of Luke. He mentioned his name.
提亚菲罗就是路加在写路加福音的这篇这封信的时候的这个收信的人。
And Theo in Greek is God. Philos is filio, friend.
提亚在这个希腊文当中是神，菲罗乃是朋友的意思。
And his name is basically means a friend of God.
所以提亚菲罗的名字的意思就是神的朋友。
And so we want to be a friend of God. Let's read 15 to 19.
我们接下来看今天的经文第十五节到第十九节。以路约二十五日，城墙修完了，共修了五十二天。我们一切仇敌四围的外邦人听见了便惧怕，愁眉不展，因为建筑工作完成是出乎我们的神。在那些日子，犹大的贵胄屡次寄信与多比亚，多比亚也来信与他们。在犹大有许多人与多比亚结盟，因他是亚拉的儿子，释迦尼的女婿，并且他的儿子约哈南娶了比利加儿子米舒兰的女儿为妻。他们常在我面前说多比亚的善行，也将我的话传与他。多比亚又常寄信来，要叫我惧怕。
You see, friends usually have friends.
朋友也是有朋友的。
And if God is our friend, God will help us.
如果神是我们的朋友，便会帮助我们。
And even the enemies here acknowledge that God has helped Israel to complete the war within that 52 days.
即使是尼希米的敌人也承认是神帮助尼希米来在52天当中建造城墙。
But most people want to befriend those who are important and influential.
但是大多数的人想要与有地位的人结交。
Instead of God.
而不是想要结交神。
And Satan would also use important and influential peopleTo fight his battle for him.
撒旦也会利用那些有地位的人来帮他征战。
Like the nobles and the officials he used.
就像经文当中看到的这些贵胄。
And again, there is a lot of complicated relationship among these people.
在他们当中的关系极其的复杂。
Tobiah was related with the nobles.
多比亚是与这些王公贵胄有关系的。
Because he married a noble's daughter.
因为他的妻子是一个贵族的女儿。
And his son married one too.
他的儿子也与一个贵族的女儿结婚。
And so, Tobiah tried to use the nobles to persuade Nehemiah to become their friends.
所以多比亚想用这些贵族的影响力来让尼希米成为他的朋友。
But Nehemiah refused, but he stayed faithful as a friend to God.
尼希米拒绝了多比亚来忠心对神。
And God uses those who are pure in heart.
神会用那些清心的人。
Not in appearance.
不是在这个表面上。
Or in their positions.
或者说是他们的地位。
You know, Augustine said this.
奥古斯丁这样说过。
I would rather have speeches that are true than those which contain merely nice distinctions.
我宁愿说实话，也不要说那些只有华丽的辞藻。
Just as I would rather have friends who are wise than merely those who are handsome.
我宁愿结交有智慧的朋友，也不要结交仅仅有外表的人。
Ladies, listen to the last sentence, okay?
姐妹们可以听一听奥古斯丁的话。
You know, it's not the looks, it's not the position, it's not even the nice words they say.
外表、地位和花言巧语都并不重要。
But it is what God says and what God calls you to do.
重要的乃是神对你所说的话，呼召你所做的工。
And Nehemiah understood this.
尼希米懂得这一点。
So he chose God over the nobles.
所以他把神放在第一位，选择不与这些贵族结交。
And so what happened to him?
所以在尼希米身上发生了什么？
He began receiving hate mails.
尼希米开始遭到各方的攻击。
Verse 19.
我们看到19节这样说道。
And if he had chosen them over God, those mail would stop.
如果尼希米选择了与这些贵族结交，而选择放弃神，那他就不会遭受更多的攻击。
In fact, he will be playing golf with them in their clubs.
尼希米就会与这些贵族们一起打高尔夫。
You know, you scratch my back, I scratch your back.
就是会与这些贵族们礼尚往来。
But because he refused to scratch their back, they stab his back.
因为尼希米不想要帮助这些贵族们，他们就在背后攻击他。
This is called politics.
这就是政治。
You don't play my game, you get it.
你不根据我的规则来玩，那我就要谋害你。
And we see this in the workplace.
我们在今天也看到很多这样的事情发生。
And sometimes even in the church.
即使在教会里也有这样的事情。
But Nehemiah wasn't afraid, nor was he tempted to become their friends.
但是尼希米并不惧怕他这些贵族朋友的影响，也不想要成为他们的朋友。
He chose God rather than them.
尼希米选择把神放在第一位，而不与这些贵族结交。
And so the question is, who is really your friend?
所以我今天的问题是，谁才是你真正的朋友？
Is God really your friend?
神是你真正的朋友吗？
Or is it someone else?
还是有其他的人在。
You know, remember in chapter 5, we saw the poor people complaining to Nehemiah.
我们在第五章当中看到当时的穷人向尼希米这个有诉求。
Those who are oppressed, they came to Nehemiah and they asked Nehemiah for help.
他们让尼希米为他们伸冤。
Why?
为什么？
Because the nobles and the officials were exploiting them.
因为当时的贵族在压榨利用他们。
They were using, they were lending the money, and then when they cannot pay, they were taking their children, their daughters, and their sons as payment for the debt they owe.
贵族向这些穷人们放高利贷，当他们没有办法偿还的时候，就夺走他们的家人。
And then Nehemiah has to put a stop to it.
尼希米决心要让这件事情停止。
And he had them return all that they have taken from these people.
所以尼希米要求贵族们把他们从穷人当中所夺走的全部归还。
Because he chose to be God's friend over being friends with this man with money and position.
因为比起这些贵族的地位与他们结交而来，尼希米选择成为神的朋友。
He chose to fulfill God's will over man's wishes.
尼希米选择要让神得到喜悦，而不是让人得到喜悦。
He did not let their lies distract him, or the welfare of the voiceless go unheard.
尼希米没有让人的谎言来干扰他完成神的呼召，也没有让低微的百姓无处伸冤。
And so God bless him, God honor him.
所以神祝福了他，神给尼希米荣耀。
Without modernconstruction equipment, in 52 days, he finished his work.
在没有现代的施工器材的情况下，尼希米在52天当中建造成了城墙。
That even his enemies would have to admit that God is on his side.
即使是尼希米的敌人，也必须承认神在尼希米的这一边。
But one thing we need to know.
但是有一点你们需要知道。
Obeying God and doing the right thing does not mean everything will go well with you.
顺服神，做神想要我们做的，并不代表我们生活当中的每一件事情都会顺遂。
Because we know that Nehemiah has been opposed right from the beginning until now.
因为我们知道尼希米从开始到最后都一直受到攻击。
And even those who admit, who are not believers and admit God is working in their midst, in those people they oppose, midst, doesn't mean that these people have repented of their ways.
那么那些不信神的人却相信看到神在做工的时候，他们也并不代表他们就得到神的喜悦。
Because we see them still opposing Nehemiah.
因为我们看到这些人还在持续的攻击尼希米。
And this is why we today see people who claims to be believers still behaving the way they are as before.
这也是我们为什么能够在现在看到，其实有些人声称他们是信徒，但是他们还是活在罪中。
Because they admit there is a God, but they don't live like they believe there is God.
他们在口里承认有神，但是他们的生命却没有这样表现出来。
And they will rationalize away the work and the work, the word, the work and the word of God.
他们随意解释神的话语来完成达到自己的目的。
Yet God is gracious.
但是神是有怜悯的。
God has not given up on all people.
神没有对我们放弃希望。
He sent his son Jesus Christ to come into this world to die for us.
神差他的爱子耶稣基督来到世上为我们的罪而死。
While we destroy one another out of greed, pride, and our own evil desires.
在我们因为我们自己的私欲而互相攻击、互相伤害的时候。
You know, Christmas is about God coming into this world to redeem all people.
圣诞的意义在于神差他的爱子来到世界上来救赎所有的人。
But we must choose to be his friend.
但是我们必须要选择来成为神的朋友。
And we who are believe, we must not give up calling people to come to know God.
对于我们这些信徒来说，我们也必须持续的带人来到神的殿中。
But the sad thing is that we are not doing it.
可惜的是，我们当中有人并不这样做。
We are just concerned about ourselves.
我们只关心自己。
You know, growing spiritually fat and thick in our head.
我们只想要在自己的灵命上得到成长。
Instead of going and calling people to come to know God.
而不是出去为神而传福音。
And we pay pastors and support missionaries to do the work instead.
我们来请牧师和宣教士来做神的工。
But we fail to do this very thing Jesus Christ calls us before he left to go up to be with his Father.
但是我们却没有自己来实践耶稣基督在升天之前所讲的大使命。
You see, if you truly are a friend of God,
如果你是真正的神的朋友的话，
and when God calls you to do this, you will help him to do it.
当神呼召你做一件事情的时候，你必定帮助神。
See, from the day Nehemiah set foot in Jerusalem, he was attacked, he was harassed by his enemies.
从尼希米踏进耶路撒冷城的第一天，他就受到众人的攻击。
And likewise, Jesus.
耶稣也是如此。
When he came into the world, and when he went out to do his ministry, he faced the same thing.
当耶稣来到这个世界上来开始他的事工的时候，他也像尼希米一样受到众人的攻击。
And both of them, they could have given up.
尼希米和耶稣都可以轻而易举地放弃。
But they did not.
但是他们却没有放弃。
They remain faithful to God's call.
他们持续对神的呼召而忠心。
And they fulfill what God called them to do.
他们想要完成神所呼召他们来做的事情。
They did not let what men say bother them.
他们没有让神的话语而让他们感到困扰。
Neither did they bother to friend those who are rich and powerful.
他们也根本没有想要结交那些有地位的人。
They were faithful and loyal to God.
他们对神非常的忠心。
And therefore the question is also to ask of ourselves is, are you faithful and loyal to God as a friend?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你对于神忠心吗？
And this Christmas, let us give Jesus Christ the best present in, uh, uh, you know, by giving our lives to him as his friend.
今年的圣诞节，让我们愿意将我们的生命交给耶稣基督，让他成为我们的朋友。
And do what a friend must do, that is, help our great friend Jesus Christ in fulfilling what he calls us to do.
让我们能够帮助我们的朋友耶稣基督来完成他所呼召我们做的事情。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
神啊，你的话语已经出去了，求你的圣灵来感动，求你的圣灵来跟我们说话。让我们不会拒绝你的圣灵的工作在我们的心里面，让你的圣灵掌管我们每个人的生命。我们将祷告是奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。